face God would pray. I would dance before him. I would sing before him. I would shout before him. I would bless his name. Because God has been so good to me. I want to pray with somebody today. If you pause and you rewind and you play back those items in your VCR and you see the hand of God all over the place in your life in 2017, and you just want to do like David and say, what shall I render unto God for all these benefits? I just want to pray with you. We call it the prayer of thanksgiving. Find your way to the altar right quick. I just want to pray with you. Hallelujah. And say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Thank you for saving my soul. Thank you for making me whole. Thank you for healing my body. Thank you for watching over my children. Thank you for watching over my business. I don't want to take you for granted. Just like Julio said, nobody like you, Lord. When I was in trouble, you were there. When I was lonely, you were there. When I was empty, you filled me up. When I was depressed, you gave me a refreshment. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. I want one of my pastors to come up here. Because I'm going to the altar. I need to be in the altar. Oh, I wish I can tell you. Or lay person. Don't have to be a preacher. Anybody. Lay person. I just want somebody to pray for me. All right. Ain't that something? Look at a preacher. I've never seen this kind of preacher in a long time. Hey, freedom, man. Freedom. What's your name?
Clarence Smith.
Hallelujah. Will you help me give him a hand? Hallelujah. Minister Smith, I want you to go to the Lord. If you don't remember nobody, thank God for me. This year has been a year like never before. Never before. God, like Matt Wilson say, keep on blessing over and over and over. Like Tommy said, how can I say thanks for all that he has done? Charles Jones said, I just want to worship him. He said, I come to adore him. That's why I can't worry about what anybody thinks. I can't be worried about who is looking. He said, she said. All I need to do is take a pause, rewind, and play back. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah to the only true and living God. Oh, God, you have been better to us than we've been to ourselves and to each other. And we are here this morning to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Lord God, thank you for the angel of the house. Thank you for the under-shepherd, Lord God. For truly, Lord God, he has sat at your feet, Lord God, to be fed, to be taught, Lord God, so that he may come back and teach us. So, Lord God, thank you for that, Lord God. Thank you for bringing us from January to December. Lord God, we thank you for this year of completion. Lord God, we didn't get everything completed, but we got something completed. And we thank you for that, Lord God. We thank you for 2018 that is coming, Lord God, and we're looking higher. We're looking farther. We're looking better. We're looking greater. We're even expecting. We're expecting 2018, Lord God. We thank you for the word that you have given the under-shepherd, Lord God, that he's going to bring. Oh, Lord God, we thank you and we love you. We need you. We're dependent on you. We're counting on you. For your word said we can do nothing without you. Lord God, we have grown and matured that we don't even want to do anything without you. That is maturity. That is growth in you when we do not want to do nothing without God. So my Lord, my God, my Redeemer, my rock, my will, my all in all, my everything, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, El Elyon, El Shahim, El Shaddai. Lord God, whatever you do in 2018, don't do it without us, Lord God. We pray and ask and thank you for being the God of another chance. You have given us another chance. You woke us up this morning with brand new mercy. Your word said with benefits, deliverance, healing, salvation. Lord God, we pray if anybody here that don't know you and the pardon of their sins, that you would draw them right now, Holy Spirit. You say, how can they come without you drawing? Draw them, Holy Spirit. Lead them, touch them. Don't let them go any further without you. Don't let them leave out this building without asking what must they do to be saved, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we just thank you and we love you for the doors of the house being open in your name. A preach and teach word. A preach and teach word that you have given us, Lord God. Strength, divine strength, active divine strength. Your words say our youth is renewed, our soul is restored. We thank you for the mind of Christ. We thank you for the activities of our limbs, Lord God. So many benefits, so many benefits. Lord God, we will not take you for granted anymore. We will not take you for granted anymore. We will not take you for granted anymore. Lord God, we want to be a part of what you're doing. We want to lead souls to Christ. Your word say, he that leads souls, that when his souls are wise. We pray and ask and thank you for fresh wisdom this day, this year, fresh anointing, your super on our natural. We thank you for every family that's represented here today. We thank you. Thank you. Lord, we thank you and we love you. And we owe it all to you. For your word said we can do nothing without you. Nothing can we do without you. We thank you for a heartbeat. A heartbeat. Lord, thank you. The songwriter said, if I had a million tongues, it still wouldn't be enough. For have good as you have been us, your grace and your mercy. So, Lord, we thank you and love you. We ask these and all of the special blessings and prayer in your darling son, Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Love you, Pastor. Love you, Pastor. And we're going to see you at the top.
Amen, somebody.
We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Sunday worship here at Christian Love Baptist Church, where our pastor is Reverend Larry R. Turner. We're located at 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria, Louisiana. We, the Christian Love family, would love for you to come worship with us. Our Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m., followed by our worship service at 11. Come experience our midweek worship service on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Our doors are always open. It's always worth a visit here at Christian Love Baptist Church.
That when something ends up and it goes down, that the one who really started all of the mess cannot be found. Am I talking to anyone this morning? That is because Satan likes the fire and sit back and watch the fireworks. He's the one that satanically sets it all up. Watch this. From Adam and Eve all the way from the garden to now, Satan has been doing the same thing. He comes in, he messes it up, and now the fixer has to come in and fix it up.
All right.
Look at our lives. We messed it up. And when Jesus came into our lives, he fixed it up. You see, whatever we mess up, Jesus can fix it up. The fixer comes in when it comes to sin. Only Jesus can fix it up. Watch this. Throughout the generations through sin was broken. From Adam all the way down to right now, the generations was broken. Sin had broken people's hearts. Sin had broken their desires. Sin had robbed them and broken their dreams and desires. And now Jesus comes in and fixes it up. You see, without Jesus in your life, there is no joy. Without Jesus, there is no peace. Without Jesus, there will always be turmoil. Your life will always be roller coaster. It will always be turbulent times in your life without Jesus. Watch this. Jesus comes in, and only Jesus in this situation, Israel, the children of God were so broken till only Jesus could fix it. There are situations in our lives where only Jesus could fix it. Am I talking to anybody? Mama couldn't fix it. Daddy couldn't fix it. Grandmother, counselors, they're good. Everybody in our lives, in our the people that we love, the people that we depend on, they mean us well. But when it comes to our sin problem, only Jesus can fix it. Our counselors, our teachers, our pastors, our deacons, our church members, our church family, they love us so much. But I want to tell you, and if we had the power, we would. But when it comes to sin, only Jesus can fix it. When it comes to our spiritual brokenness, I know I'm talking to someone this morning. Yes, we have a false facade. Yes, we often walk around like everything is all right, but that's on the outside. But on the inside, when we are spiritually sick, only Jesus, our spiritual physician, can fix us. I'm bringing these points out this morning because I want to cry loudly and let somebody know that if you got a problem, take it to Jesus. If you are spiritually broken, alcohol can't fix it, drugs can't fix it, music can't fix it. If music could fix it, I would have went and saw Maze last night. I had to throw that one in because none of you took me. Only Jesus, when it comes to our spiritual brokenness, only Christ can fix it. And I want to tell you today, give it to him. Go to him. Talk to him. Tell him, I'm broke. Lord, I'm messed up. I know I don't look like it. I know that I have a little money in my bank account. I know that everything outside is made up. And listen, can I talk to you for a minute? Don't go to the Lord with mama's prayer. Don't go to the Lord with daddy's prayer. You all know who mama and daddy's prayer. Oh, Lord, help me. I need you. That's not your prayer. Your prayer is to go to the Lord and simply say, it's me. It's me. It's me, oh, Lord. And I'm standing in the need of prayer. We have to go to God because the Bible says if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive our sin. And a lot of times people say, why do I need to go to God and confess? I'm going to make it plain. Because God says he wants you to confess your sin because he wants you to know what you've done. He said, I already know what you've done. He said, but when you start talking about how bad your sin was, then you'll start to understand, man, this is pretty bad. All right. And then you will know as you talk more that you can't help yourself. Am I talking to anyone this morning? And then you will know that if you can't help yourself, that he's the only one that can fix it. Somebody said Jesus can fix it. Jesus comes into Jerusalem because the problem was so severe till only he could fix it. Yes, yes. First of all, here we see that Jesus, the fixer, had to come because sin causes the Lord to seek those which was lost in sin. Yes, yes. Now, I want to tell you something. Somebody says that in Matthew 18 and 11, Jesus says, I came to save those which was lost. Now, somebody says that, I don't know how you can be somewhere and be lost. Well, I can tell you, those who are lost, they are lost by the craftiness of the devil. I was telling my son the other day that one day that I was up on the lake, I was fishing. Some of the people here that have, some of the people that don't come here, they don't know what y'all are laughing about. They don't know that I really am a fisherman, so I can. But I was fishing that day, and I put the anchor down on the boat, and I was catching fish right there in that spot that I was in. Now, you need to know about the lake. On the lake, when you look at the land, the terrain looks the same just about everywhere you go. That's why you have to get a marker. Because the woods, that's why it's so easy to get lost, because it all looks so familiar. Watch this. And so I was catching fish. Caught one, caught two, caught three, caught four. And as I began to take the fish and put the fish in the live well, I got back, sit down, threw the line back over, and he wouldn't bite. So I did it again, and he wouldn't bite. Did it again. But that was a wind. That was a cool, small wind that had literally moved my boat from the position that I was in. I didn't notice it until I looked for my marker. And when I looked for my marker, I saw that I was here, and my marker was up here. I want to tell you something. Sin does us like that.
All right.
You see, God will put us in a place where it can be fruitful. And if we don't keep our prayer life, if we don't keep our eyes open, if we don't study our word, You'll drift off. Am I talking to anybody? You'll think you in one place, but you'll be in what? Another place. Proverbs 14 and 12 says that there is a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof is destruction. A lot of times we'll think that we're doing God's will, but we're off the mark. Are you with me yet? Sin, separation from God, the craftiness of the devil, if you don't watch him, he will rob you. He'll lead you right on off until you think you doing what's right. And before you know it, you'll be down the lake. Everyone needs to know that you have to keep that constant contact with God. That's why the Bible says that we are to regenerate our mind, that we are to renew our mind. Because if you don't renew your mind, guess what? You'll be drifted away. First of all, one needs to know that Jesus came to seek you. He came looking for you when you got lost. That's why you ought to say amen.
Amen.
Jesus loved you enough that he came looking for you when you got lost in your sin, when you got so embellished, so caught up in your sin, Jesus came looking for you. Secondly of all, notice the fixer came, had to come to fix what man's, not only his sin had messed up, but his selfishness. Somebody say selfishness. Our selfishness had broken by the lust of the flesh, lust of the eye. Am I talking to anybody? I want to tell you something. Those are the only three sins. Those are the only three temptations that Satan will ever use in your life. Just those three. And I wish somebody would ask me why. Because they work for him. They worked from Genesis in the garden on Polar Eve, and they still work on us today. The lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, the pride of life. Three things she saw in that tree. She saw the tree was good for food, good to the eyes, and a tree to make one wise. Yeah. Lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and lust of one, a tree to make one wise. Lust of the eyes, lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Those three things Satan will only use. Notice that he always give us something to run at. He always give us something to make us feel good. And he always give us an I. Me, myself. Am I talking to anybody? I got to be the star of the party. I've got to be the number one in the show. I've got to be the number one in the family. I've got to be the number one in the block. There are some people getting themselves in so much debt because they're trying to fulfill I. Are you with me yet? Some people are trying to keep up with the Joneses because they're trying to be the Joneses. Am I talking to anyone this morning? Me, myself, and I. Now, let me tell you, there's a me, myself, and I relationship that's not bad. It can be found in Psalms 23. The Lord is. He make it. He lead it. Decide to steal. He restore it. Now you got to write me, myself, and I. That's one that you want to have if you're going to have a me, my, I a relationship. That's the relationship you want to have. But watch this. Because we are the selfishness of our sins, we get selfish. And guess what? When we get selfish, that's all we think about. We don't think about God.
All right, preach it.
It's what I want, not what God wants.
All right.
Am I talking to anyone this morning? You see, watch this. And Jesus has to come along and fix us. That's why the Lord allows some storms to come into our lives. That's why the Lord interrupts your plans. That's why the Lord allows some stuff to come in your life that'll make you cry. You've gotten too much into me, myself, and I. That's why God had to take off the belt. Because we get beside ourselves. Right. Can I talk to somebody today?
Right.
That's why when we get up and get a little $2 over rent money, that's why God sometimes have to take off the belt, because we do like the old people used to say, we get sassy. Yeah. God has a way of bringing us back to our, am I talking to anybody? God will take you from fairly well to welfare. There are some people that God had to bring them down, 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 so that they could look up. I don't know about you. I've been one of those people. I've been there. Y'all might not have been there, but I've been there. I got to the point where I thought it was just me. And God said, "Now, buddy, I'm going to show you that it wasn't you. It was me. It's me that wakes you up in the morning. It's me that walks with you through the day. It's me that picks you up and turns you around. It's me that puts your feet on solid ground. It's me that's a battle axe in the time of war. It's me that's a shelter in the time. Are you with me yet? It's me that's a bridge over troubled water. God had to show us that we had gotten so selfish until we learned that we have to go back to him. Thirdly of all, the fixer came in to fix sin. He came in to fix our selfishness. But then thirdly of all, Jesus, the fixer, comes to save us from sinking.
All right.
Came to save us from sinking into the sea of sin in this world. If we don't watch ourselves, we'll sink. On the lake, one day, down in Marksville. What's the name of that lake down there, Rodney? Spring Bayou. He knew it. And in Spring Bayou, there's something that you don't want to see. Alligators. Am I talking to anybody? Anybody? And buddy, let me tell you something. There are some alligators in Spring Bayou as long as you and I. One of the things that my wife had been telling me to stop doing was going fishing by myself. Well, I told her, "You don't tell me what to do. I know what I'm doing." So I got in my truck, hooked my boat up, went down there, and those guys were coming in, going out. Those guys was excited. They were telling me about the fish that they were catching, and man, they were showing me all kind of stuff, Rodney. And boy, and I was saying, "Golly!" And boy, I hurry up and bagged my boat down, unhooked my boat, pulled my truck up, jumped in my boat, was down there, and I had gotten in a certain spot, and boy, you could see them gators, man. They'll come up and they'll go down, and I wasn't about, you know, that ain't mean anything to me. But then something happened on that lake that day that got my attention. I was trolling, and all of a sudden, by me being in the front, up there in the front, it really didn't matter to me that much. I would have probably saw it earlier. My boat was filling up with water. And the reason why I was filling up with water, because I had not put the plug in it. Now, you don't want to sink at all, but you definitely don't want to sink in Spring Bayou. Am I talking to anyone this morning? Thank God I had a motor that was strong enough to start and put it, throttle it up enough to where you could go fast enough to where the water would drain out the faster that you go. I want to tell you today, thank God that you got a Holy Spirit.